The area that we're going to operate in was the last stronghold of ISIS. A lot of the livestock owners who were in the villages around that area are now being forced to move to the more secure areas. The livestock sector has been affected to a great extent by these events and the insecurity and the fighting. And a lot of the herders have been forced to abandon parts of their livestock or sell them for income to survive. What we want to do now is to provide this care now so that they can, whatever remaining livestock are there, can be preserved to improve the food security and self-reliance on the supply of meats, milk, and other products. So now with this, we're providing foot-mouth disease vaccines with 2.6 million doses. Pox vaccines, 1 million doses, brucellosis, 2 million doses, extranarbinia vaccines, 2 million doses, blackleg vaccine, 300,000, lumpy skin disease, 300,000. And the vaccination program campaign will be undertaken in conjunction with the Ministry of Ag. They're going to provide the workforce and everything else, and we'll provide the vaccines and the operating costs.
Is this the first campaign of this kind in the area?
Normally, the Minister of Agriculture, a Livestock and Veterinary Department, conduct a yearly campaign to vaccinate the livestock across the country. And now the problem is that these animals haven't been vaccinated for 3 years. So this is why it's so important that we come in there, that area, because the last vaccination program was conducted early 2015 in the liberated areas of Saladin and Kirkuk.
And how is the FAO-led initiative being implemented?
FAO has done all the procurement for the feed and the vaccines. We have implementing partners that are doing the needs assessments. But the main partner here is the Ministry of Agriculture, and they're providing the storage facilities and also the equipment and everything and the manpower for the vaccination campaign. But for the feed, we've got an LOA with an implementing partner who's identifying the areas of need, which is changing on a daily basis. So we're chasing our tail here with this, but they're doing a very good job on doing that. And also the implementing partner will be the ones that are delivering to the beneficiaries in the field.